Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and we restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all comes into reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super itch. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even gotta flash it. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making their life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Triple P, Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. We waiting to stretch. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Ren, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living life to live it forever. Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now is where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Be patient. Incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at?
Where you
people
at?
Waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Listen. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer.
Yeah.
Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers.
Yeah.
IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Ray got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn is going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denar.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
Super fantastic.
To start conference recording, press 1. The recording has started.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi Denar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west, it's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT. Super fantastic family. Today is Monday, April 22nd, 2019. Yours truly, Ray Ran 98 here, along with
Good morning, TNT. It is another Monday, and yet we're still here. Great, there's a whole lot of noise. Oh, there we go. Ooh, man, I don't know what that was. We are still here. We didn't want to be, but here we are. But that's okay, because it's still all good news. Things are moving forward. People are excited. And even though we didn't see the Lord's Anonymous on Saturday, doesn't mean we won't see them soon. So we'll get into it today. All right, Ray, what's going on? Did we send anything out? Updates?
No updates went out. We chilled for the Easter holiday.
We chilled for the Easter holiday. Iraq had no news. Banks had no news. There was just no news. Everybody took the weekend off, so let's get Monday started now. Now, even though we didn't have news, there was news. Even though the Lords and Arms didn't come out, things were being completed and moved. And to be perfectly honest with you guys, which I usually am, I was asked not to do this call today. Or it was recommended that I don't do this call today, or if I did the call today, to not give you all the information that I received. So, since I'm doing the call, I'm telling you guys up front, I'm not giving you all the information. So we have one or the other. Don't do the call or don't give you all the information. And Ray had already put the call out. So... we're doing the call. So what I'm going to try and tell you guys is that I'm going to try and give you some information, but not give you specific locations or times. How about that? Let me do that. Then it'll be good. Okay. So, as we felt last week before, banks are excited. Banks met over the weekend. Rates are, in fact, locked in. Ray did, in fact, receive the rates this morning. We put that part out there. Action is expected this week. So I'm going to say that this week. So what they didn't want, and I'll be upfront, they didn't want you guys bothering the banks. They didn't want you calling them. Don't want people running to the banks. Don't want any of that hysteria when they're trying to get some final things done. Okay? And that's why I was telling you not to give you the information or not be specific. And that's what I'm doing right now, not being really specific on locations, rates, or times. But Ray does have the rates, and hold on, Ray, I'm going to have to take this call.
Okay.
So you can talk. Hold on. All
right. Well, I guess we had to take that call because we are in the midst of still receiving information, trying to get things confirmed, et cetera, et cetera. And then also, trying to address, well, what's appropriate to put out there information-wise, and already having an idea of what is inappropriate. And you guys know how we are. We like to really make sure stuff is solid and real, at least to the best of our capability from what we're hearing. So naturally, we generally try not to run with something because one source said it. And when we can hear two or three or four sources and things, it's pretty much going to be a done deal. And so that's part of what we're waiting for, to hear some more areas say, this is what's getting ready to happen. Nothing's happening today, so don't get all excited. We're not trying to not announce our RV today. We don't have an RV to announce today. But information is coming in that really helps pinpoint some activities that may be later this week, but we want that information to be solid And once we get that, then I'm sure we'll come out with that information. If not, before this call concludes, maybe an update, or on the first thing Wednesday call, we'll hopefully have that solid information to put out. But it's all sounding good, and I'm liking it to a degree to hear more coming from over from the Iraq side, so that it can all really
be okay. You there? Sorry about that.
Okay.
Yep, I'm good.
Okay. Continue on.
All right. I was actually getting some confirmations of the rates that Ray gave me today.
Mm-hmm.
What are rates that Ray knows about? So, because everybody's excited. I don't know what else to tell you guys. They do have. Well, let me tell you this. At the banks, there are live rates, live being live this time, with no holds, no strings. They can see them. They are waiting for one more thing to happen before they are released to the public. Could be today, tomorrow, Wednesday, whenever. But they're waiting for this one thing to happen, and they're going to the front screens, is what we've been told so far. But they do have live rates with no restrictions. They just haven't released them to the front screen yet. Everybody can't see them, which means, of course, the tellers can't see them. The branch managers can't see them. But there is a certain level, which we've got confirmation now, and that was another confirmation, from three different states that they're seeing the same thing, same information, same rates. Two different banks, and actually the two banks have different rates, because I tell you banks are going to be competitive and they have different rates. They do have different rates. One has higher rates than the other one. And everybody's excited. Banks were in training yesterday. Banks are in meetings across the country right now. And that's all the information we have, because that's all we need, except for when do we go to the bank, which they do have a window that they're looking for. And I'm not going to give the window, because that's what they didn't want me to do. They didn't want me to give the names of the banks. Because they don't want that problem. And I probably gave y'all too much already. But that's where we're at. All right, Ray, let's do it. We got questions, answers, suggestions?
Hey, before we do that, let me do this real quick, because I just got this info. Contact info. We lost another member over the weekend. Preacher Man was his board name. So a lot of, I know Open Mike really knows Preacher Man because he was coming to talk a lot, but some of the other TNT members probably know him from posting in chat or whatever. But the reason why I'm acknowledging that now, because his daughter just texted me, so I'm glad to hear from her, because we didn't have a way to reach any of the family to reach out to them. But daughter and mother listen to our calls all the time, so they're probably on the call listening now. We do want to offer condolences and sympathy to Preacher Man's family, daughter, wife, and any other family members related to Preacher Man.
Yes, our condolences. So, okay, if she just texts you, then you got her number, and let's give her a call after the call. All right.
Okay, first question is from Ray Ronnie. That's a weird board name, Ray Bonnie. But anyways, it's Tony. You really moving to Dallas? Yay. So,
I don't know who told him that lie. Okay.
All right.
That is never going to happen.
Next one is Murphy's Child. If someone only has one Zim note to exchange, do they need to call the 800 number for an appointment with their wealth manager?
No, you don't need to. You can walk to the bank, take it to the teller, and they're going to give you an 800 number to call to make an appointment because it's over their value that they can do. So one way or another, you're going to call an 800 number. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
What's next?
Okay, Muddy Rivers says, what is the actual mechanism for the RV? What has to be signed? Who has to be notified internationally? IMF, BIS? I know they don't just announce it. There has to be some legalities involved, correct?
Yes, and we've been talking about them for 10 years, what everybody's role was in this.
Mm-hmm.
The IMF, the BIS, the World Bank, the U.S. Treasury. And everybody's been doing their part and signing off on agreements and everything else for the last 10 years, which brings us to the point where we're at right now. And right now, we are waiting for the U.S. Treasury to do something. And when they do that, we will be on our way to the bank, is my understanding. So right now, today, that's who we're waiting for. Everybody else has done what they're supposed to do. The U.S. Treasury did the release codes earlier this month. We actually had somebody in the room when it was signed off and done. And now they only need to give the final go, which we will see when that happens.
Okay, Rev, J.H.G. says, are we still waiting for the new rate to be published in the Gazette?
Well, yeah, as far as I know, we're still waiting for it to be published. He told us that's what needed to happen over in Iraq, so we will see if it happens on Wednesday, or we will see if a special publication comes out prior to Wednesday.
Okay. Autumn Woods says, I would like to thank you guys for everything you do for the TNT team. The question that I have is that do you have to have your spouse sign the NDA? If so, how do they know if you are married or not?
Well, they'll know if you're married or not when you tell them if you're married or not. It's going to be a legal binding document. So they're going to assume you wouldn't lie about something like that, and you'd have your spouse come in and sign. Now, you could lie, say, I'm not married, we got divorced, they knew you were married, they could want to ask for the divorce papers, or they could take your word for it. But when he or she finds out later, and you go to court, and you lied on that document, guess who's going to win automatically? So think about that. If you're having an issue with your spouse signing the NDA or your spouse even knowing that you are exchanging currency, throughout the years we have talked about solutions to that, even though I'm sure your spouse won't like me giving out answers like that, or Ray giving out answers like that. But there is a way to do it. So you need to find those ways to do it, which is simply don't let it be you. All right.
Divorce
I'm
that behind
for him.
And then get married.
Just asking him that question. He got an issue just for asking that question. Okay. Or she got an issue, whoever it was.
You can always get remarried later.
All right.
Susanna C. says, do you expect Lower Denom release this month?
Yeah.
Sure we do. Okay. A.Z. Humber says, you mentioned you probably only know 10 to 20% of what's really going on. If you weren't the host, but callers like the rest of us, what questions would you be asking?
Oh, my God. Here we go.
I don't really know any questions we will be asking because we're giving them ample information to eliminate the questions. So I don't know of any questions that people should be asking that they're not. really, I don't.
Okay, here's a question that everybody wants to know. Even the other gurus want to know. You say, Ray or Tony, what makes you so special that you get that information? That's probably the only really question I know. What makes you so special?
That's been answered.
Because people say that. Well, I guess it has been answered.
Mm-hmm.
It was the only question I would ask other than that. So, and the answer is we're not special. So we were just chosen by certain people during the last administration to help facilitate this. That's all. Nothing to do with this administration. During the last administration, and people in the Treasury, we were chosen to help do this. That's the only reason we have the information that we have, guys. So, and that was because they felt we were giving out good information, but more importantly, that we cared about the people. And we were helping do something beyond just the RV and when it was going to happen. You know, through that, we got more and more connections, and that's why we're connected today to the people that we are and still getting the information. The only thing I would ask right now today is, Tony, what is it you're not telling us that you know, if you know anything? And if somebody asks me that question, like CIA or somebody, I'm going to say, yes, they did give me a day. Yes, I did get a time frame. And yes, they asked me not to repeat it on this call. So I'm going to try not to do that. I hope and pray to God that they're right. Only other thing that I could say.
Now, what if they ask you that like you didn't know the day and time?
Too late. They don't know. They say don't say it. That's what they said. So, all right. What's next?
Next one. A.V. Humber, I just did this, okay. One Eye Rose. I believe that Iraq's fiscal year starts May 1st. If the RV doesn't happen by then, do you think we will be waiting for another year? Thanks for all you do.
I don't think we're waiting for another year, period. I think things have gone too far, been exposed too much, and people are getting too upset that it hasn't happened already. It is, in fact, scheduled to happen. Everybody said it would happen by June, and he said by June, not in June, and I don't even think it'll be that long. Okay?
All right. Nine Ball, has there been a consensus between the banks and your committee guys regarding the ZIM exchange? No, no change. Everything's still the same as last week. Annie Oakley, can you please give us the live rates? No. Sorry. Beethoven, is the one thing a major or minor impediment to overcome? Did you make a reference of one thing? That one thing, is it a major or a minor impediment?
I don't know. I mean, it's a minor thing to do, but it just depends if they do it or not. And I don't know what's restricting them from doing it right now, right this minute, except for today is Monday, and they didn't want to do it on a Monday for banking reasons. So it could be later on in the week because of that. That's the only thing I know of why they just wouldn't do it today, since there are live rates. Okay. The more I think about it, I don't even know if I was supposed to say that part. So
yeah,
what do you think about that? Shit. Yeah. I could have said something else. That's all I was at, huh?
Yeah, you could have.
Go ahead. Yeah.
All right. We could have used more time talking about the political stuff in Iraq. Probably.
There is no political stuff to talk about in Iraq. Really, guys. It's been a show the whole time. They got three different articles out. one thing that's going to be done in the next month, one thing in the coming days, and one thing we should see it this week. So whichever one you want to believe, there's three different articles out there talking about the ministers and when it will be complete. There's an article out there that says they've agreed on everybody. There's one out there that says they're too far apart, and that's why it'll take another month. So whichever one you want to believe. Okay.
Okay. We'll go to live callers. First one is 470 area code.
Information and nuggets and everything, and to want to express condolences to the family of Preacher Man. That kind of caught me off guard on that one. I had not been aware of that. Couple of things that you had said for me, and I would think others, just a reassurance. When you're talking about the rates being locked in, that earlier on you had said that that would be holding true at least through the end of the month. Still hold true? That we can be assured on
not
that?
Not the rates. I said the release codes would hold true to the end of the month. Right? That the Treasury did, and they were signed off, and they were good for the month.
Okay.
The rates themselves actually went live on Saturday and have been live since then and just haven't been released. The go code is not
okay.
Been given for the go
okay.
To the front. Okay.
Okay. But those release codes, I stand corrected and reassurance there, they're still valid through the end of the month.
Still valid through the end of the month, yep.
Okay. Now then, regardless of when this happens, the next call that you guys do, can you walk through the type of format that you would be doing? Is this going to be strictly a recorded call that the two of you do, that there will be no questions to put you all into a corner? And I also want to clarify that I would not be asking the kind of question that if you had said, I will not answer these questions, I would not ask you that question. I do not
okay.
want to put you into a corner. I do not want to have it come back into my corner that somehow a question that I may have posed delayed things for another day or two. So that clarification for the TNT folks. But I was curious how you are foreseeing that next call, because it sounds like we are very much in that final throes here of this happening and getting that information out to us. How
okay,
are you planning?
And I appreciate you saying that, and I appreciate the text, guys, that you're sending. Asking me not to say anything else, don't do anything else, and all that. Okay. So we got that part down. All right, we're done with that. I don't know how the actual call is going to go because I don't know what they intend to do. All right? I don't know if they're taking our advice and they're going to give us a link to one of their sites where the information is so they could get, you know, overloaded and everything else instead of us getting overloaded and our site going down, because they can take a whole lot more hits than we can looking for this information. And I was hoping that's what they gave us. I mean, something we could download, some kind of instructions, and then a link, go here, here's a list of the 800 numbers, here's a list of the instructions, so everybody could go there at one time. What I would do, depending on how soon we get it, is try and go through it myself, read it, see if I had any questions myself. If we had a contact person we could contact to answer questions and do that with, and then go live from there. Because at this point, all we could say is, hey, we have the 800 numbers. Here they are. Start calling and ask all the questions you want to them. But we'd have to have a list of 800 numbers, or depend on how many 800 numbers they have. From that point, we could say, here's the live rates that we have. We already have them right now. That was the change. Here's the live rates that we have. And I can tell you guys, as you ask questions, if it was Tony doing it, this is what I would do. this is how I would approach it. I can't advise anybody on what to do or how to do it. I can only tell you what I would do if I was in a certain situation or the situation we were in. So other than that, they're going to determine how the call goes by what kind of information they give us at the time.
Good. Well, hopefully that's going to be sometime within the next few days, and I guess time will tell on that. And with that, 10 days from whenever, we know that that's when the TNT Super Fantastic Pay It Forward project is going to happen, be it in April or May, but it's soon around the corner. And again, we appreciate it so much, and have yourself a great afternoon. Thanks again for all you
okay,
do for us.
Right.
We appreciate it. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Have a great day. All right.
You too as well. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 610 area code, you're on.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray. And hey, good morning, Tony. It's G-Man.
Hey, sir.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Ladies and gentlemen of the currency community, for those of you who are new to the call and those of you who didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for. And it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to make donations in order to help pay for the calls. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City. That's just like the tree. Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And for those of you who would like to donate electronically, the Cash App is available on the donation page. And if you're already familiar with and utilizing the Cash App, you can go to $TNTSuperFantastic, and you'll be able to make your donation electronically. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very glad that you did. Tony and Ray, thank you, gentlemen, for all you do for us. Thank you to both of your families for sharing you with us. And I'll close out with Vegas, Vegas, Vegas. Verification, negotiation, diversification. Protect your principal. And rally, 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 so I can come join you and enjoy some of that good home-style North Carolina barbecue. Make it a dynamite day, gentlemen.
All right.
All right, Ray. Ray, hold on for a minute for the next call. Just
okay.
Let me do this other line real quick. So hold on.
All right. Well, I wanted to tell G-Man something.
Go ahead, Ray.
You know, we very much appreciate all that you do. And some of the members really have no idea the impact on what you do, the impact on them. Maybe they might realize it one day. But because I think so much of you, and if you were a paid employee, you would be a valuable employee. And what most employers do for their valuable employees, they look out for them. And the best way that I could be looking out for you, if you were a valuable employee, I would be saying it might not be a bad idea for you to start looking for employment somewhere else.
All right. All right, I like that. I like that very, very, very much.
That's what I would tell a valuable employee. Say, you might want to start looking for employment somewhere else. And not because they're going to fire you.
I understand. I understand. I'm reading in between the lines, gentlemen. Thank you so much. Ted, super fantastic.
Well, I wouldn't be telling you that. I'd be telling you as a valuable employee, you might be thinking what you're going to do in your retirement plan. Ray's going to put
yes,
you to
sir.
Work, but I'm going to let you retire.
Well, if he wanted to retire, then I would entertain that too. But most folks want to look for another job.
Well,
when they have no longer exist. But
right.
I'm just thinking out loud, you know.
Absolutely.
But thank you, sir, for everything that you do.
You're very welcome. I'm glad to be able to do it. And I'm looking forward to, just like all the other people, being able to pay it forward, being part of the best of us, and making this world a better place. That's what I'm looking forward to. So thank you so much again. Make it a
yes,
dynamite
sir.
Day.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Okay. Okay. Are you ready for the next caller?
I'm ready, sir.
765 area code. You are on.
How are we doing today, gentlemen?
Fantabulous.
Fantastic.
To the nth degree.
Well, I'm going to try to walk on eggshells because I don't want to step on any toes and get you in trouble with anybody for giving out too much info today on your call. But are you, you said earlier you're waiting on something to happen from the Treasury, but then you've also said in the past, and you even said it again today, we are waiting on this rate to be published in the Gazette. Do you think we're actually waiting on both of them? Or do you think once the Treasury makes their move that they will publish this in an emergency Gazette paper and that will be it? Or are we actually still waiting on both things?
Well, I'm going to tell you this. I can tell you over in Iraq that they feel they are waiting for this to be published in the Gazette and the rate to make official, because that will change the rate. That's what they feel in Iraq. Over here in the U.S., the banking system feels they are waiting for a go from the Treasury. And that's what they've been waiting for and to make it here. So I've given you guys both sides of what they think. And can they happen simultaneously? Yes. Iraq will be publishing, Treasury knows it, and they say go, because it's done. And Iraq will be saying, we're not going to do all this, and then the Treasury don't let it through, because they have the final say, so whether they publish it or not. But they're not going to publish it until they're sure it's actually going to go through. So, again, they can work in concert together. They both could be right. I mean, the banks are not going to go unless the Treasury says them to. Says for them to, and I reckon they're not going to change the rate unless it's published in the Gazette. Now, that's what we've been told. That's what we're waiting for.
Okay. Well, that was pretty much all I had. It sounds like we're in a good spot then moving forward, so I won't press for anything else. So appreciate everything you guys do, and hopefully we talk to you before Wednesday.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Yep.
732 area code. You are on.
Good day, gentlemen. My
greetings.
Only quick question is, has there been a final word confirmed from either the committee or bankers if there's a limit amount of ZIM a person can redeem?
No.
Okay, so we won't know until we go then, huh?
We won't even know will there be a limit. So I can't say what the amount's going to be, but I don't think there's going to be a limit period. The structure is 5 years so far as what we do know, based on however much you have, could be up to 5 years. So I don't know how they could limit you on how much you could do, because you can't limit me when I give something to my brother, sister, uncle, cousin, and it all still gets done. So why not just let me do it?
Right, right. Yeah, that's helpful to know. Thank you very much.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
972 area code. You're on.
Hello, fellas.
Hello.
Hey, good morning.
Yeah, Danny in Dallas. I hear you're moving this way, Tony. Good news. Listen, there's some places in my neighborhood, and I can get you fixed up. We don't allow pigs and chickens, but horses are allowed, okay?
I want to say, do I get my own cows and bulls?
No. Cows are in a category of pigs and chickens, and that has to be out on the 40 acres. But the rest of it, you can have a horse in town as long as you got a hitching post.
Woo, okay.
Yeah.
And I get one of those fancy saddles and some boots. Yeah, okay.
Yes, that's mandatory as well if you go outside. Inside,
oh,
you
okay.
Flip-flops. I look forward to these calls. Right now, I'm with a friend. We're going to a hospital in Dallas to take care of some things that he needed me to drive him home for. But I observed this morning, once again, part of what I I think about on call days, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, is the consistency of a couple of things. First, if we have a call, it means we haven't had the RV. So it's kind of a catch-22. I look forward to them, but hope they don't happen. At the same time, it's like an encouragement. Now, I do have a question about Wednesday. The text you sent out said until further notice on Wednesday. Now, does that mean we are or we're not having a call on this Wednesday if it needs to be done?
Wait a minute. What text are you talking about?
You confused yourself last Wednesday.
That was last Wednesday.
Yeah. Well, that was for last week, not this week.
Okay. Well, the way it read will not be a call until further notice.
Right, and then the call, the further notice kicked in on Friday. We did the call on Friday.
Yes, Wednesday was a whisper, a spirit just kind of disappeared. So
look,
let me tell you something, Danny. Yeah.
Let me tell you, stop right there. But what you are doing right now is letting everybody know why I talk about Texas.
But if you're going to say we have certain requirements, we kind of like people to visit and leave their money and go back home. It's okay.
Okay, then.
All righty. Thank you, sir. That
now,
was a
we
good
are
one.
Having a call Wednesday if necessary.
Well, that's
absolutely
the plan right now. Yes.
If necessary,
okay.
Yes.
Okay. Well, sure. One other bit of information. I understand that the rates have been given to Ray, and I don't expect him to give them. But could I go ahead and sell mine to a neighbor for, say, $6 a piece and still make money after the fact?
You'd be taking advantage of your neighbor.
You can sell them for $8 a piece if he'll buy them from you.
Well, okay. Now, I heard what Ray said. I would be not giving my neighbor an advantage. So that's good news. I will put that in the category of good news.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Thanks, fellas. Later.
All right.
651
area code. You're on.
Yeah. Hey, guys. Sorry about that.
Hey.
Hold on one second. Jeez. Didn't want to take the speaker so I'm not loud. Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
I got a question for you guys. Maybe you can answer it. Maybe you can't. I figured I'd ask it. Okay. If you were someone with, say, just a little, let's say 30 million dinars, what type of rate would you be looking for? And interest, what would you go for and know that you're and be happy in the end and know that you came out, you did yourself okay?
If I had 30 million dinar, or if I had 10 million dinar, or if I had 5 million dinar, doesn't matter. The first thing I'm going to try and do is see if I can get the contract rate, because I want 28.50, because you're never going to see that on Forex. That's never going to happen. So that's the first thing I'm trying to do is get 28.50, whether it's a $20 million limitation or not. If it was 20 million dinar, 28.50 is better than 8.50 or 10.50. So I'm going to try and get that first.
Can I ask you a question to clarify what you're saying? So there's a possibility you're saying that 20 million of the 30 million dinars, you might be able to get a contract rate for part of that.
Right.
Okay.
If that is the limit. Now, one time we talked about that. So I'm trying to get 28.50 for as much as I can. I mean, everybody here, if you're not scared of the NDA, your first goal should be get the contract rate. So I get as much as I can. Now, if you're concerned with the NDA, you don't agree with it, then you got a different strategy. So I'm doing that first. Then what I'm doing is I know from listening to TNT calls and the information that we put out, that we know the banks have been trained to at least go to 10%. So I'm not looking for anything less than 10%. If I got 30 million times $28, why would I want anything less than that 10%? Now, can I negotiate for more than that? You probably can at that rate. So that's what I would be trying to do, get 10% or higher.
Can I ask a question again?
Yes.
Okay. When asking for a higher rate, say that 10%, are there words or incentives that we can use to influence them to be to look at us as being a smart individual and worthy of getting that type of rate?
Okay, so here I am. I'm at the bank. It's 10%. I end up with $100 million, which at 30 million, 28 times what, you're probably going to have $100 million. It's not close to that. And I'm saying, first of all, I know about fractional banking, even if you don't as a banker. I know what kind of money you're going to make off my money, because every dollar gives you 10 more dollars to loan out and new deposits, and it's multiplied, and you're going to make 100 times off my money. So I know it's not killing. I know you guys have sweep accounts, and you're getting 1% every night, 22 times a month. That's 22% a month you're getting on my money. And I know that. So I'm not mad at you for getting yours, but I want some too. So I'm willing to leave my money here. I'm willing to leave $30 million, $50 million, whatever it is here, on a five-year contract at even a higher interest rate, long as we can do this. So don't tell me you can't do it, because I know what you're making off of it. So what are you going to offer me to do it? Now, because there's one thing I know, is I can take it somewhere else, to even a smaller bank, to a credit union, and they're going to give me a higher rate just because I'm going to help them go to the next level.
Would you advise bringing that size or that amount all at once, or just a couple at a time, and telling them that you would come back? And if you did move it all at once, or when you did, would you bring a security guard with you, or have a truck deliver it?
No, I mean, 30 million dinar is not, you know, you don't need a truck for that. That's just talking about security. You feel you need a truck. First of all, I walk around with 30 million dinar. Nobody knows I have it but me. If I got an appointment at the bank, nobody knows what time or where my appointment is but me. So I'm really not concerned about security right there, because the more attention you draw to yourself, then the more problems you can have. But I can park right in front of the bank, look around, nobody's there, I'm feeling good, the bank got security there. I'm going to walk up and in the bank, and they don't know what I'm doing. I'm there just
There's
taking
a whole lot
care
of dawn coming with that, too.
Okay, well, all right. But nobody knows what you have but
okay.
You. So now you're walking in the bank with a suitcase, and you got moving in or what? I don't know. But if you got a briefcase, you got your bag. People carry backpacks all the time now. I mean, I just don't think it's going to be that serious with people standing there getting robbed all the time. Every bank is going to have security. Every exchange location is going to have security. But as far as doing it one time, yeah, I do it at one time because I get a better rate. The guy knows I'm serious about it, and let's go. He's not making me offers based on something I might do. Because I got it right here, right now. You write the numbers down, we sign the contract. If you don't, I walk out with it. What I know they've been taught and are being taught in their training right now is don't let that money go out their room. Once it comes in, don't let it go out. Let's get it done. And that's what they're going to be trying to do, get it done.
Okay, I appreciate all your information. Thank you, Ray. Thank you, Tony. Other than that, keep up the good work, and God bless you.
Okay, thank you.
All right, sir. Have a great day.
You too, baby.
347, Erico, you're on.
Hey, what's going on, Tony? What's going on, Ray? How y'all doing today?
All right, sir.
All right,
and Teddy Lusker to the nth degree.
Wonderful, wonderful. I heard there were some things that Tony said that he couldn't say. So indirectly through some tactical wording or whatever, you know what I'm saying? See if you could give us a little sample of something, tidbit of something that you could throw out there, Tony.
You already did.
Well, I already did that in the beginning of the call.
I know, but you know, give us something so we can read between the lines. Yeah, but you know, it wasn't enough. You know what I'm saying? That was just some potatoes. We need some meat.
Well, no, today you're having potatoes.
All right.
Okay. Put some
all
right,
I'm not mad.
Okay.
All right. All right. Well, I guess CIA asked some of the questions anyway, so, you know, we all right.
Yeah.
Hopefully, we'll see each other by the next week.
You got to meet when we were talking to G-Man. You said you got to meet him.
I was doing something else. Yeah, I was talking to G-Man.
Oh, you missed it. Okay.
Yeah,
just record it.
Work. That's not going to be here, all this equipment and stuff out here.
All righty.
All right. Y'all have all
right. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right.
Take care. Right. Bye-bye. 301 area code. You're on.
Yes. How you doing, gentlemen?
Hey, I'm saying Tappy Lusker to the Nth Degree.
Yes. I heard a number of things today, and I am totally happy about that. Got four quick questions I wanted to ask you. The first one is as far as the Indonesia Rapa. I killed the way you say it. Rupiah, yeah.
Right.
Is that a currency you think that one should invest in also?
Well, it's expecting to have a decent return, but, you know, one needs to look at what they have to work with and trying to get the most out of their dollars. And then you compare your costs and your returns on the different currencies, and you may come to the conclusion that one would be a little bit more financially rewarding to acquire than the other. But,
okay.
You know, you have to make those decisions.
Any kind of estimate on what that might be? I know we got some types of estimate on what the dinar and the dong is, but any kind of estimate on what that might be if it...
Sure. $1.20 average. Some were saying 108 for a while. Some were giving me 130. So I think I would average it to $1.20 average what you could look for the rupiah.
Sweet. Okay. All right. Next question is, I was listening or talking to someone the other day, and they said something about a form 6781, section 1256, and for me to do some investigation into that. That has to do with capital gains once the monies are turned into American dollars. Is that something I should get into? Are you aware of that?
I have no idea what that is.
Okay. No. Form 6781 evidently, from what I heard, now it's supposed to change the money from going to a certain gain to a capital gain, and therefore allowing you to be able to be less as far as the what the government will require for you to give as a gain. But I just need to do some more investigation. I thought you guys might have known something about that.
No, sir.
We're waiting to see if it's a taxable event or not. I don't know what it is. And guys, really, we knew years ago as far as doing currency exchange, going in the country, out the country. They've always said if you made a $250 profit or $200 profit, it was taxable as a normal transaction. We have received from our sources, government sources, Treasury Department, that because of this transaction, they were going to have a special rule, and it was not going to be taxable. We wait to see.
Now, if from what you heard, that speculation, does that go for dong also or just for dinar?
We know it went for the dinar, so we don't know. And I've told people for several years that we were told to separate our dinar from our other currency because they don't know if it would be taxable or not.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I remember you said that someone in Iraq said that there would be this would be completed by June. From all that I've heard thus far this morning or this afternoon, it sounds like it definitely will be. Do you think that when the gentleman said completed by June, as you said, by June, that means everything will be done. Does that done also mean that any of the rates that were either high or low would be stabilized by then, or would they still be going up?
I don't expect any rates to be going up if this happens this week, like it's supposed to, or next week, anytime. I expect the rates to go up for 10 or 12 days at the most, come down, and that be it. Then they can go up 2% every 90 days. Okay?
Yeah. Cool and groovy.
Marty, when the IMF said do this, he said it will be, all reforms will be completed by June. That's what he said. He said a lot of things that haven't happened, but it is what he said. Okay?
Yeah. Okay. Now, last one, that when you guys said rates are already in the bank, already queued up, ready to rock, basically. I know when you guys speak, you're speaking of dinar, but I'm a dong man. So that being said, those rates that are locked in, is that also including the dong?
Yes.
Did you say yes? I'm sorry, I didn't hear you completely.
Yes, I said yes.
All right.
The dong. Yes.
All right, gentlemen. Well, I'm a happy man, and my wife that's listening to this is a happy woman, so we're just going to stay and be happy until we get those 800 numbers and go forward from there. So I want to thank you very much for everything you're doing, and see you on the other side.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, you honestly told your wife about this?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's my best friend, brother.
Oh. Okay, then,
yeah.
You know, you only want half, that's up to you. But,
No, we two is one, man. We're going to the end. We're going all the way through with this thing together. We already got our plans already made, things up for the houses and everything else, so we're ready to rock. So let's make this go.
All right, good. That's what I like to do. So plan,
God
put it in
you.
Motion.
All right,
you too. Thanks.
All right, take care, sir. 81 area code. Wait a minute. There we are. 281, you're on.
Hello, Ray and Tony. How are you guys doing today?
Hey, I'm fantabulous.
Super fantastic.
Nth degree. And yourself?
How are you doing?
I'm good. Didn't think I was going to get to talk to you guys. I fell off or something happened, and then I got back in. I said, well, let me try again. Maybe they'll pick me up on the end, so lucky to get back in. So I like the information you guys have shared this morning. Kind of heard something of the same that what you guys are sharing this morning about good information. But what I did hear was that there was kind of like a lockdown on information coming from, I guess, upper, whomever is in charge of this thing. They said that they kind of wanted some of the information to not be shared, especially like over the weekend. So they said it was kind of quiet and that we should still be hearing a lot of information coming out starting today into this week. And so it seemed like you guys are kind of similar with your information, which is good. And same thing about the rates is what I heard. But so I guess my question is, as far as the exchange procedures, I know back in the day we had heard that they may share some information with us about what we could possibly expect when we go into exchange. But now it seems like we may or may not get that information. But I guess my question is, was that information you think is going to come from the Treasury, or was it going to come from now like your committee type person that's giving y'all information? Do you know if that may be, if we get any type of information, would it be coming from the committee people?
I've heard you say information like 100 times. So what kind of information are you looking for? The procedures,
exchange,
who go to bank,
yes,
this is going to go?
Right. Yes, exchange.
Okay.
info.
All right. The procedures that we've been telling you guys about for years actually came from the bank. People who were trained to do this. People at the exchange centers who were set up and running it were giving us the information of how they've been taught and were being trained, what to expect, how to call. That's where we got it from. So the only thing we looked for from the committee member was what was going to happen with the NDA, the procedures with that, how long it was, everything else. The Treasury is not going to tell the bank how to run the bank because each one of them is going to do their own thing. They set that up, how it works and everything else, okay? The NDA was supposed to be going through them. Even though the bank was going to have you sign it, it was something that the Treasury Department wanted out there. That's why they, and actually it went to the Pentagon where it was at, was sitting there for approval before it came out. So banks haven't given out any more information because they have their procedures down. They know the 800 number. They know how long the call was supposed to take. They know the questions that the guy was supposed to ask you. And that's all they're being taught to do. When you go into the exchange, they're being taught to do something else. So everybody's taking care of their part of this whole transaction. And we're being trained separately on what to do.
So let me ask you, as far as them being trained separately, still, they have to be receiving instructions from somewhere up above. So is that information coming from the, all of that? Is, who's giving the information to the banks, I guess, as to how this procedure should go? Would the banks be getting it from somewhere else other than their management, or they're just coming up with their own? That's what I guess that's the question I was trying to get to.
The bank is deciding how they're going to process people.
Okay.
All they know is they're going to. The banks have a contract with the Treasury. Their contract is based on the amount that each one of them is getting. So they know what they're making and if it's worth doing what they're doing.
Okay.
As far as procedures themselves, then the bank is going to say, this is how we're going to process 8 million people. This is how long it's going to take us to go through.
Okay, that makes sense. Okay, well, and then I guess the reason why I asked that question is then it kind of reflects back to the ZIM question that everybody's been asking over this, you know, last several weeks or so, that the final decision on the ZIM, would that be coming from your committee persons, or is the bank going to make their own decision on that? That's why I was asking that question, too, because it seems like there's still a little bit of, we still don't really know until we get into the bank as to what's going to happen. We still hear that the banks are going to accept them, but who's going to make that final decision? Will it be the bank, or is it going to be the them, the committee people? So that's where it's confusing to me. So.
That's right. We're going to work it out. Because the best way to understand it is for you to come to the conclusion. So let's think about it for a minute. If the bank went in and they took all this ZIM and they gave us all these dollars for it, how do they get paid?
Right.
They don't.
Right.
Unless they have an agreement with the U.S. Treasury.
Right.
To sell them the money just like they're doing the dollars, right? So in that case, that means the Treasury makes the decision if it's going to be accepted or not because they're the ones that's paying. How does the Treasury make that decision? They make that based on the agreement that the U.S. has with Zimbabwe on what to do with this currency and how we're going to use it as either reserve currency or what we're going to buy from Zimbabwe at what rate with this money. That's who makes the decisions in that order. The committee is recommending, Pentagon, this is what we would do. We don't see this happen. And then I've told you guys throughout the years, the U.S. and Zimbabwe had an agreement during the Bush administration. They had an agreement during the Obama administration. This administration didn't want to live with that agreement. They didn't like it. Zimbabwe said they can't do it. So they had to come up with a new agreement. The information we got, they've been discussing it now for the last 2 years back and forth, Zimbabwe got up, walked out the meeting. They were mad with it, and we don't know if it's going or not. Our committee guy says not going. They did not make an agreement with the new administration. It's not going to happen because they want to do too much or whatever the situation is. The bank is saying nobody told us the deal was off. As far as we're concerned, we're still doing it. We're training it. We're taking six zeros off, and we're taking all your notes. We're going to see which of them is right.
My last question is, as far as the BIS, do they have any, how would I put it, any say-so into when this will be released? Because
sure they had a say-so.
Okay, so
everybody
was
a part of this.
No, the reason why I asked that is I heard supposedly over the weekend that the BIS kind of had a say in the 1-800 numbers and all of this not being released until, I guess, this is a go. But I guess some people are saying since the banks were closed and all of that because it was a holiday, that now everything is beginning to crank up when the Asian markets and all these things open up, everybody's out there, then there was supposed to have been some fluctuation of information coming out once the markets open up and then they think that this thing may go. So, and they said the BIS kind of had a little bit of a say-so in that. I don't know how true that is. I'm just sharing what I heard. So,
okay. So, ask them in what universe does the BIS, Bank of International Settlements, is international, control 800 numbers in the United States? Ask them what universe does that happen.
Okay.
The 800 numbers are coming and being controlled by the U.S. Treasury. When they give the go, the 800 numbers will be issued, not the Bank of International Settlements. Everything behind the scenes at this point dealing with the BIS has been completed, or believe me, you wouldn't be getting $1 if it has not already been done. By the time we go to the bank, they have absolutely nothing to do with this. The Treasury is controlling what's happening here in this country, and actually they're the final say-so, and when this goes, that's why 13303 is there. That's why our agreement with Iraq is there. That's why our DOD contracts are in place, because we have the final say-so of when it's to go. Everybody agrees it's ready to go. The U.S. has the final say-so, not the BIS, not the IMF. Believe me, IMF has said do it. BIS said do it. And they have tried to do it for years, and every time the U.S. has stopped it because that's the final say-so. Okay, what some idiots are putting out there. But that's reality.
Okay, well, I'm so glad you cleared all that up. Just wanted to ask that question because I did see that floating around in Dinar land. So maybe that will help answer some questions to others as well. So thank you, guys. I appreciate it. Looking forward to this week. I hope this is our week. I am ready.
Okay.
Have a good day.
All right. You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right.
419 area code. You are on.
Hey, Ray. Tony, how you doing, man?
Greetings.
Super fantastic. How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. Hey, I just got one question, Tony. If we're eating potatoes today, what day you planning on having a hot dog?
Man. I'm going to have the hot dog.
That's like saying something without saying something.
I know what it is, but I really can't tell you guys that. I know you want me to, and everybody's going to try in every way to try to get me to, but that's one of the things before the call I said I wasn't going to do, is actually give you guys a rate, but Ray knows them, so he can do it if he wants to, but actually tell you the day and time when they think this is actually going to go. They do have something in mind. They do think it's going to go in that time frame, because nobody's going to know the exact time that it's going to go. Nobody.
Got it.
Until it
Got
goes. But so they still have a window, all right?
Yeah, I just had to mess with you, man.
All right. I'm good with it. Let's eat some hot dogs.
Have a good day.
All right, take care, sir.
All right, thank you, sir.
Yeah.
All right, sir. That was our last caller with a question. Let's wrap it up.
All right. All right, guys. We didn't see Lords in Arms over the weekend like we wanted to. Don't mean we won't see them this week. Bank did have some movement. And as we said so far, we're hearing things are right on the cusp. They're waiting for one event to take place. And when it does, we're off to the races. So I'm looking for it. I know it's not that difficult to happen. It's just a timing thing. So I'm having a super fantastic day, and I can't wait for tomorrow to begin, see what it brings. All right? Enjoy the rest of your day. I'm going to enjoy mine, right?
All right, Embers.
Hey,
for those,
well, if you had an extra $50 laying around, I might just go get me another $1 million. Something to think about. All right, good.
All right. On the training call Sunday, I did speak to some of you, and some of you who may have missed it. The subject matter for the training was employer-employee and employee benefit plan. You guys really need to read up on that. The ones that think you already know it, you don't. So read up on it because you're going to miss something if you already think you know all about the employer-employee relationship. It's a very, very big part of all of our futures, almost all of you, but not in the way that you think, but it's going to be in the way that I'm going to tell you, but you have to understand the tool first. So that's your assignment. Read up on that. The employer-employee relationship when it comes to employee benefits. And we'll see how we can plug some of that in the future. Next call is scheduled for Wednesday at 1 p.m. unless something happens between now and then to make us have a call prior to that. But if not, we'll be back Wednesday. So keep believing. We sure do.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up, fire.
That God's gonna do it for you.
I believe.
Word.
I believe.
This is your private banker. It's done. It's finished.
What? Honey!
It's done. It's finished. The RV's on its way. Everything's completed. There's nothing else to say. It's done. It's finished. The RV's on its way. We are just waiting for the call any day.
To stop conference recording, this session is no longer being recorded.
That's right. We're just waiting for the call any day. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap. Enjoy this marvelous Monday. We're out of here.